What is up, listeners? Recties, we're back. Katie's looking sporty and rich.
Thank you.
Got the set. That's her favorite, man. I like how you doubled down, because I feel like we comment on that. Like, you walk around, it says sporty and rich. And it's just interesting to wear that one, I feel like.
Well, I don't see the word sporty and rich.
You know what? When I purchased this set, I was like, oh, that's kind of a cool set. And I actually thought it didn't say those words. I thought it just said S&R.
It's on the left.
But it definitely says, I thought it just said S&R, and it definitely says sporty and rich.
We look great.
And what's on the hat? I see the word, is that Rover? Hover?
Espresso martini.
Oh, let's go. Mm-hmm. Dude, I was flying back in last night, and I was like, how was your evening? What are you doing? She's like, you're good. I had a glass of wine. I mean, when was the last time you've done that?
Just had a glass of wine by myself.
Yeah.
That's not, I don't know.
What in the world?
Parenthood, dude.
Well, I opened a bottle on Friday and we didn't finish it with some girls. And I was like, well, it's going to go to waste. Kind of nice. And I just had a glass.
Because she's such a health freak. She's never ever like, you have to really get to a point where she's like, yes, I want a nice glass of wine. And I was like, all right, let's go. So I'm worried about you.
I'm joking.
We had a great episode for y'all.
People say one glass of wine a day is like good for you.
For your heart.
Is
they also just came out, U.S. Surgeon General, which, you know, what does he know? She know. But they're like, alcohol is bad for you.
We
should label it like we do cigarettes.
Oh,
or
I see. I see.
And a bunch of people are like, whatever, dude. I mean, it's they hit it. How don't you think constantly, week after week, they just hit us with new info all the time? This is bad. This is bad. This is good. Red meat, really, really good for you. Wait. No, it's not. And you just... I don't know what to do. We have a lot to talk about, okay? So we have a great pod. Please like, subscribe, 5 stars. Enjoy this week. Get yourself hooked up to our Patreon. We really tell all the deets there. And enjoy this week's episode. Let's roll music.
Correct opinions. Correct opinions.
Did you just say hook up with our Patreon?
Hook up with our Patreon. Yeah,
have a one night stand with our Patreon.
We are this close to OnlyFans.
We prefer a relationship, but
yeah, a month.
One night stand it, man. If you just want to see what it's like, one night.
That's true, because when you join, you get access to the whole library. Take that however you want it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you ever opened a book?
Is this what you were like on Nate Bargatze's podcast?
Yeah. Because yikes.
Ooh, is it hot in here? Dude, it's like I can hear a pin. It's like y'all purposely on the same page with each other. Like, it's like at the end of like a.
It made that little sense to both of us. I'm thinking maybe Katie knows what he's talking about.
You know, doggy ear a page.
All right.
And see, I used up all my funny. I was so funny yesterday.
No, that's great.
I'm trying to recover.
I mean, you were on like four podcasts yesterday.
Yeah, I did close to 6 hours of talking yesterday.
Did you really?
Yeah.
Wow.
But it was fine. And I do, being a guest on a pod's nice, because you have, if like there's a lull, you just sit there like, hey, this ain't my thing. And takes some of the heat off.
It
which is.
Which is
nice.
Most of the time you're just getting asked questions. It's very easy.
I want to talk more about that, but on the flights to and from, I watched, like we were talking about getting healthy or whatever, watched the Blueprint guy. The guy who's been famous across the internet for trying to live forever or whatever. And halfway through, I was looking at his website about to buy all sorts of stuff.
Oh,
but I was like, easy. And it's a little kooky. I don't know. They're doing, because they popped in. I was just nice they did this. They popped in a real scientist who was kind of like, I mean, yeah, this is cool and all, but it's not, this isn't really helpful actually, because you can't. Science, you have to test this on hundreds, thousands of people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, hey, this one guy, it worked. Mm-hmm. Well, that's cool, but we can't really. So that's nice to remember. And it's easy to talk yourself into, oh, he's doing all this crazy stuff. I should too. But it's also very easy to think, well, he just sleeps 8 hours every night and never has a single drop of food or drink that's bad for him.
Yeah.
And exercises every day.
Yeah, it would be good for you.
And takes a bunch of pills of like nutrients. Like it's pretty obvious that he'd be healthier.
Mm-hmm.
All this other crazy extra stuff, maybe it works, maybe it doesn't, but it did. I was on the plane, like, you know what, it's time. I'm going to eat nothing but vegetables.
Wow.
But
what'd you think of his hat with the 260 laser diodes on it or whatever for hair growth?
Yeah, that's the part where I'm like, well, this doesn't help you live forever. I guess you just want to have good hair.
Yeah.
I'm not going to start doing that.
You just got surgery.
Yeah. I would never do something. Has he never heard of that? Yeah. Dude, we fixed that. I'm going to wear this weird hat. And his hair looks weird. It looks waspy and it's weird. Does he dye it? It's a weird color. His
hair does look weird.
Wait, it's I need to look.
Tiniest little ponytail sometimes. Sometimes his nails are painted.
And he's so, I guess because sunlight's bad for you, but he's so opaque.
Yeah, but he has that sunlight light in his bathroom.
It's kind of fake sunlight.
The red light?
No,
he does that too, though.
Yeah, he does do that. Full body red light.
Red light.
Wait, this guy that has like kind of long hair and he kind of looks...
He looks very healthy looks like in a bad way.
Like a Los Angeles bird.
He kind of looks like a little bit feminine.
Yeah.
Sure.
Straight though.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. They touch on that a good bit.
They open his book.
I like this. They touched very briefly, like, well, he's divorced. He's Mormon, left the church. And he's like, you know, I need to find a new companion. He dated a girl for a couple of years. Like, yeah, that blew up where she was suing him and saying he cheated on her and was like lied to her and said he's going to pay for her treatment. She got cancer and he ditched her and she sued him. And he's like, yeah, that was really upset me. And that's not true. Well, anyway, so I eat vegetables every morning at 4 a.m. And you're kind of like, could we talk about that a little
yeah,
more?
Yeah, that was like.
He was just kind of like, that sucked for me, right? And you're like, you didn't really. I feel like this was your opportunity to really explain how that wasn't true, but you didn't do that.
They crammed so much into like 4 minutes. Yeah, like his ex-religion, his ex-wife, this girlfriend suing him, cancer. Wow.
Yeah.
Talk about magnesium,
back
though.
To the science. Right, right, Eva.
Oh.
Yeah, Eva.
Oh. Does she do this a lot? Dude, she's so... We were just talking. She's so much... cuter than Thomas. I know people, you have a baby and a toddler. Derek, do you feel this way? And then you look at your toddler, you're just kind of like, ugh.
That is not how I feel. Because
babies are so much cuter than toddlers. They really are, right?
No.
And Thomas, I can't wait to
so cute.
No, he is. He's like an 8. But she's a 10. Is that a weird, on like a cuteness scale?
I can't say it, but you can.
What would you say?
Yeah.
Are you going to call my daughter a 10?
Yeah, that's what I was like. I don't think I
she's a 10, right? On a cuteness scale.
I mean, how cute is it?
You kind of stuck here.
Yeah. Okay.
Good for you.
When I pick up both kids, I'll say something like, I have both my babies. And Thomas last night, as we were going to his bed, he was holding his sleep sack and his stuffed elephant named Bill. And he was walking down the hallway going, both my babies, both my babies.
It's a lot of fun.
I mean, that's
yeah,
so
he's
cute.
Got an elephant named Bill. That's his favorite.
Bill.
It's a whole backstory to get rid of the passy and manipulate yeah. him into thinking this is this magical thing that he needs.
And really? This is kind of his Santa.
Book called Bill's Belly Button about an elephant. Cute book about the elephant doesn't know where his belly button is.
Okay.
I feel like, he really liked this.
This is a new information to me.
Okay, he really liked that book, so we're locked on this book. He loved his belly button. He loved the book, Bill, Elephant. We're reading it constantly. He's got a pacifier. We got rid of it. Kate's like, look, stuffed elephant. I don't know how we got this. And she's like,
we've had it.
I'm like, Thomas, it's Bill in real life. He'd be like, oh! And we're like, and you are a big enough boy that instead of the passy, you're going to get Bill in real life. He was like, yes! And it just worked.
It's like, but you can't have the pacifier. Like, you're either a baby or you deserve
it. It felt a little bit like, I don't know if this works on this, but it's like a meth addict. You were like, listen, I know you love this, but have you ever had alcohol?
You got to stay clean.
This, and you've done so good, you try this now. And they're like, yes. So now at some point, we got to get him off Bill.
No, we don't. Why? He's not going
to. Barrett, I mean, at some point,
he's going to go to high school.
Be 19.
Yeah.
That'd be embarrassing.
At some point, you do. What age is that? Derek, are your kids old enough where you've had to take away, probably not, Blanky or a stuffed animal?
No, my 5.5-year-old still has her sleepy with the stuffed animal with the blanket attached to it. What's that
called? Nice. What's its name?
5.5?
Giraffe. We're really creative. So,
yeah. Oh, what do we name it?
It's a mongoose. Look at it.
Grab it. Yeah, I mean, at some point. Did you guys have a thing? I had a...
We had a dog.
Winnie the Pooh. Yeah, what was your thing?
You just slept with your dog.
Cuddled with an unloaded 12-gauge or something.
We We did have, I mean, this is not even a bit, but we had a dog named Black Dog. We named things a lot like Leah names them. And we were all adults, and that's what its name was. So I get it.
I'd Winnie the Pooh, man. Snuggle that guy.
Oh, wow.
That was your thing.
But I don't think I was a, my sister, they had to really, she had something, a blankie, a blanket that they, too old, they'd be like, we gotta.
I mean, have you
swap
ever
this out for like a baseball glove?
Yeah.
Do you remember like people who in high school or like even going off to college, they'd have like the shred of the blanket left?
Oh.
They'd bring that, a little piece with them?
Yeah. That does bring back a memory. Oh, I think it was dear. Like part of.
I didn't hang out. I mean, you went to Georgia Tech. You were running around with a different crew. Yeah. I didn't. No.
Yeah.
I don't know if it was blanket.
Oh.
But
oh, that was gross.
I remember there was like a. There were a couple weirdos once I got to college.
Yeah.
Christian college, yeah. A lot of homeschools, and they would have like keepsakes from their childhood.
They cuddled with like papyrus or something.
Yeah. I feel like they had pieces of like their old stuffed animal pieces, or something like that. Yeah.
It'd be like a raggedy piece of a stuffed animal or a blanket.
Yeah. It's like an old, old memory, something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well,
anyway, Ryan Johnson. So you were on the flight feeling motivated. How are you feeling the day after?
Pretty motivated. I've been post holidays. I've been realistically like I was in Nashville doing some press stuff for the upcoming special. And I got to like I stopped somewhere for a lunch. It was a Mexican place.
OK,
when if I don't have my wits about me, it's like, OK, let's get a little, some tacos. But I got the fajitas and ate the grilled chicken fajitas. Just ate the grilled chicken,
maybe peppers.
One tortilla instead of all four.
Yeah, it's good.
And, you know, so those things add up. Those are nice.
Yeah, it really.
I'm doing stuff like that, but yeah, I did. I was
Taco Bell. It, yeah, that's the same.
Oh
yeah.
Oh my gosh, dude. We haven't talked about my Taco Bell.
So
have
it's
we?
Super healthy. It's really pushing you to your health goals.
So Friday night, I was supposed to be in Huntsville, Alabama.
Yeah.
Had to reschedule for snow, so I'm home now. And she had scheduled all this stuff while I'm away, so she had a girls' night, and. So now I was home, kind of like, well, I'm not hanging out with you. My buddies are busy watching their kids because their wives are here.
Yeah.
So I was thinking, what am I going to do, man? I was like, oh, video games with my video game buddies.
Okay.
I haven't done this in 6 months. Like, fun. That'd be nice. Whatever. So I get that all set up and catch up with some friends. You know, so that already is met with a little bit of side-eyeing.
Oh, wow.
Like, oh, I'm going to do this. Jason, let me use my blame. You know, they're all up there like, oh my gosh, right there.
We didn't say anything.
And so it's a nice way to catch up with some buddies, and we're playing, we're having a good time. And a downside of eating very healthy and very light is you got to fight through the last couple hours. You got to go to bed hungry a little bit.
Yeah, yeah.
And so if you're not careful, you're chatting with your buddies, you're all like, what are you guys up to? Oh yeah, where do you get? I'm ordering Taco Bell. I go, me too.
Mm-hmm.
They go, they got chicken nuggets now. Oh. So now we're excited. See? And I order it. We're playing whatever, it arrives, and then it strikes me that I'm like, I've got to go retrieve this from the front door and walk through the girls' night. And I'm going to be met with judgment from not only my wife, but other guys' wives.
You got to Trojan horse that. You got to somehow sneak it in. You got to bring a bag. Hey, I'm going to throw this bag on our front porch. Never mind. I decided to keep it.
If I was smart, I would have been like, dude, leave this in front of the garage on the side of the house.
Throw it. If you can get on the roof, throw it down the chimney. Yeah. Figure out a way. Throw it down the chimney. I'm right by the basement chimney.
So I go up. You know, I'm walking. Immediately, Katie's like, who is at the... Someone's at the door. Who is at the door?
That's weird. I'll check it out. I'll keep it safe.
They're like... Katie's like, seriously? Talk about... And one other girl was like, oh, why do you guys like that? And I was like, you know what? Let's just pause here. Everyone take your turn. Get it off your chest. And they did. They're just like, you're going to feel terrible tomorrow. Yeah, that's just disgusting.
Someone
why do you guys
literally
like
said,
that?
Your bedroom's going to smell so bad tonight.
Yeah, like whatever. They were up there chatting. They made wine hot chocolate. Disgusting.
Gross.
I tried it.
That's what they
they always do a thing. And I was just fighting for my life. I saw they made Rice Krispie treats. I was like, what are you guys, 5 years old? Grow up. Rice Krispie treat. You get them. Ew, this is gross. What are you? I thought you were trying to be healthy. It's like, what are you, girl? You just do nothing. You're lame.
Dude, this is so funny. I had
fighting for my life in a corner.
Like, I've had a similar experience to this. Rachel has girls over. Well, I didn't know that. I got pizza rolls in the oven. This is embarrassing.
Mm-hmm.
So by the time they get over here, I'm like, oh, that's me. Ding, ding, ding. 30 pizza rolls on a pan.
Oh, is he making us something? What is it? Oh.
Well, I did.
Oh, is this for us? Just for me?
No, just me. 30. No dressing, nothing. Just me and the rolls. Well, then they all start like, really? Pizza rolls. So what I did, kind of similar, fighting for my life, but instead of a fist, it was an outstretched pizza roll. You know what? Say something mean about them. All right, now try one. Now you tell me you don't want 29 more of those.
Look me in the eyes and try to make a face of disgust while you chew on this.
Try and pretend it's gross. I know what I'm doing. These are cooked to perfection. I dare you to say you don't want another one. And they're like, that is pretty good. Wow, those are better than I remember.
Pizza rolls are
kind
of... You still rocking pizza rolls or are you retiring them?
We'll get into it. Me and Derek need to do our shred update, but...
New year, new you.
This is the last week of...
You're going to fire some up this week?
Anything.
This week I was so unhealthy because I want the before picture to look pretty good. So...
Nice strategy. Like, we're going to start January 1 before pick. He's like, what are you doing, Derek? He's like, I'm just trying to, I want to look really bad. So then if people are impressed with the,
right there with
you. That's true though. When you walk around, if you're a chubby person, but if you walk around and you go, I lost 100 pounds. People, they flip the switch. They go, this guy's unbelievable.
Yeah.
For you.
Nate Bargatze's bit?
Yeah.
I look pretty good for a guy who lost 200 pounds.
Yeah, he's like, I just walk around going, I lost 200 pounds. Oh my gosh. You look amazing. You look amazing. Well, good for you. Pizza rolls. We were a Bagel Bites family.
Yeah.
Pizza rolls are way better.
Yeah.
I always thought so, but...
Because too many of the... pizza rolls are consistent.
Yes.
You're getting the same... Bagel Bites. Sometimes you have that one where the sauce is off to the side and it bakes and then the half of it's chewy.
Quality control.
And that gets disappointing.
Yeah.
But do you think my sister still eats Bagel Bites? My sister...
She probably does.
She's one of these... Bagel Bites almost every other day, children. It was weird. Yeah.
You liked it.
But we're probably heading towards that. Your kids Bagel Bites age yet?
We're a pizza roll family.
Put
in the air fryer. Jake, you could avoid that whole situation if you had 25% faster cooking. If you put it in the air fryer.
Yeah. So we'll get more into the health goals this year. We should put them out. Speak it into, keep people, us accountable.
Yeah, there you go.
We should have people hook up with our plans. So speaking of, we got blown up on the comments. I was going to read some comments and some email submissions. Email us at correct@treykinney.com.
Yes.
I
have one comment in mind that I'm excited to tell Katie about.
I haven't read any of the comments.
Oh, same. I've got that one queued up. So a lot of people on the air fryer saying, hey, and crock pots. Some people on my side. They're like, Trey changed my mind.
Yeah, did anyone debunk you? Because I haven't seen anything yet.
Debunk, but E. Virgil says, as a single working mom, a crock pot is a lifesaver. It's so great driving home from a long day at work knowing dinner is ready. I just made a pot roast in it yesterday, and I'm making pork chops in it tomorrow. You put it in your oven that long, but I think your utility bill would spike if your oven was on for 8 hours compared to a crock pot just being plugged in for 8 hours. Okay, so
that's a good point.
I would need some research on that. Derek, could you research that possibly at all? How much energy do you use running your oven versus a crock pot? Is it an energy savings? I don't know.
That seems like something ChatGPT will know. Yeah. Like, hey, I live in Kansas City. This is the rate of electricity.
Is it also safer to just have your crock pot plugged in versus your oven
I don't know. I would argue, to me, the oven feels safer. It's installed, hardwired in. It's back in there. It's on. It's securely shut. Crockpot, plug it in. What?
Energy savings are large.
For what?
Oven.
What does it say? Need details.
Yeah, give us dollar amounts.
It's still going, but.
Oh, wow. Energy costs.
That's a lot of info. Yeah.
Oven for 1 hour is 70 cents. Crockpot for 8 hours is only 28 cents.
The average.
Wow.
Well, what's the oven at?
16 times more expensive to run the oven. Yeah, that's true. We don't know.
Use 5 to 10 times more. If they're both at 150 degrees, tell me what they're doing. Okay?
Okay.
Because that's a whole lot less energy.
It still seems like either way, oven's going to be more expensive.
Yeah.
I'm here to defend. Courtney says, I'm here to defend the air fryer. The air fryer essentially fries your food the same way it would if you used a pan with oil, except the air fryer only requires a minimum amount of oil. So it's a healthier option for frying food. I don't think she knows what air fryer is, I'm going to be honest. She read the name She's like, that, yeah. It's kind of like,
fries it.
I think Courtney turns on basketball. She's like, where are the baskets? It's not frying your food. It's a little oven. It's a little convection oven.
It circles the air differently.
It does?
Yeah.
Gosh, dang, I'm not the person to defend this.
I think
but don't people even say if that I'm not 100% right,
their fryer, a lot of people just like to say, oh, it fries it in the air. Does it, Courtney? Does it? Prove it. Get in there and prove it.
But don't people say that it makes it crispier?
Compared to the microwave, I think.
Oh.
Well, it is a little confession. Think of when you put your oven up nice and hot, it makes things crispy.
Like if you had like day old, like leftover French fries, mm-hmm. I think that's the argument. Like, oh, air fryer, they're actually going to be like crisp again. Or microwave, they're kind of soggy.
Okay.
Newies forever said Derek's absolutely right. Air fryer. 6 minutes for McDonald's level fries. Mm. Well, hey, guess what? I'm a healthy guy. I'm not whipping up fries every day, right?
Yeah.
My kid probably would like that.
Yeah.
You should be if you want that really good before picture.
That's true.
It's a great point. I need to fire those up this week. What did you find? It's tough to find?
No, it's even worse at 150 degrees.
It uses more energy? Yeah. Well, I guess that's a pretty good reason, huh?
Sure.
Dana said, I think I own 9 or 10 crock pots. We have one in our camper. Soups, roasts, cheesy potatoes, scalloped potatoes, ham, beans, lasagna, cinnamon almonds, dips, appetizers. They keep the food warm for the gatherings. You start it and let it cook without stirring. Best small kitchen appliance ever invented.
This is on a different topic, but something else we recently talked about. The knots in your back. I'll be honest. I was kind of formulating my own opinions in the moment. I didn't have a lot of strong thoughts on the knots in the back, but I'd like to think I formed a pretty good argument for the podcast.
Mm-hmm.
Turns out I'm not so dumb after all. Katie, do you remember me saying that I think knots are made up conspiracy or whatever?
I do.
The top comment says, PT here, they don't exist. No study has proven the existence of a knot. So let's take that at face value. I was right.
You were right.
And me plus this guy.
Yep.
It's not my account.
Why do people still talk about them? Why?
Big knot.
Big knot.
It's
yeah.
like big tobacco.
Big knot, yeah. Big knot industry.
Wow, yeah. Big, okay. Big masseur.
Okay.
Masseuses are a lot. Yeah. It's all a scam.
Oh, wow.
Add it to the list.
Is that why you got me a massage chair so we don't have to pay those?
Exactly.
Those scammers. Yeah. They just, there's freaks wanting to touch all over your body.
Yep.
Oh, okay.
Oh, it's there's a knot right here at my favorite part of the body.
Uh huh.
Ew.
Love a good rib cage. Marissa said, Trey, you blew my mind regarding the fact that I don't need any appliances other than a stove and an oven. Never thought about it. And you know what? Someone else commented where Donna said, Trey, of course it was Donna. Trey obviously never cooks. Donna, meet me in the kitchen right now, Donna.
I was going to say, is Donna listening to the podcast?
Meet me right now, Donna. Me versus you. All right? And guess what? You don't get 12 hours to do it. There's a time limit. Have you ever watched a cooking show? Gordon Ramsay, Hell's Kitchen, anything. They're like, all right, your challenge. Make a beautiful pork chop. You have 17 hours.
Yes.
No, they've got an hour. They're like, oh, do you have a crock pot? Uh-huh. That's a funny bit. Maybe it's like Midwestern cooking show.
Midwestern Hell's Kitchen.
You have 62 hours. Begin. They just plug it in and then you'll...
They plug it in.
Put the lid on.
I'm going to go to work. I'll be back for this later. It kind of is cooking itself.
Oh, that's a video right there. You guys heard about it here on the pod. That'll be a video.
Midwest okay, I'm going to ask. We have like 4 PTs in our friend group, and I'm going to get down to the bottom of
ask
this.
About knots.
This knot thing.
Report back.
Yeah.
Report back.
Well, I just lead with, hey, do you know about Big Knot?
Okay.
And then see kind of the trickle down from there. I'm like, yeah, it's all a farce.
And yeah.
Wow.
And you'll know if they just immediately like grab you by the throat and like, would you just.
Oh, yeah. I could see our friends doing that.
Listening. Yeah. Hey. How about that? Is that a knot right there?
You got a knot in your larynx. They like to use words like that.
Is this okay? And then we'll wrap up with this comment from Carissa. Is this your favorite, Jake? Going to Hawaii and having to fly back on my... Is this the one?
No. It was the PT. It was the knot.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's what I was...
This is my favorite comment.
That was my victory lap.
Carissa commented, going to Hawaii and have to fly back on my birthday. Eye roll emoji. I would pretty much do anything to go there. What a weird thing to whine about.
I was just being silly.
No, stand up for yourself. T- tell her off. Say
no. I recognize it's very much the quote unquote first world problem that I'm flying back on my birthday.
Well, Carissa, maybe Carissa, simmer down. Speaking of, why don't you put that attitude in a crock pot? Simmer it down. Oh, yeah.
I'm on Chris's side. This is not a comedy podcast. We don't joke around here.
Yeah.
We don't say things for the sake of entertainment that might be funny.
Nope.
It's all true. Listen to the crockpot debunk. Big knot. This is educational.
It is educational. We got a couple fun emails. Jen.
Oh, I was going to.
Thoughts. Sorry.
There was.
Get after Carissa. What's on your mind?
No, yeah. But I will on your video recently, the Wii video you posted, Trey, that where it's like, I say like.
Oh, okay. Does Rachel do this to you? We need to shovel the snow.
I think she's pretty direct. Like, will you take out the trash?
Yeah. Oh, no. Katie's just like, we need to.
Because, you know, there are some jobs that I'm like, well, I can help. Or, you know, I like someone's comment was like, it is a we because she's going to be taking care of the children while you do that.
Wow.
Or, but I did. Someone commented something like, wow, his wife seems miserable and like she complains all the time or something like that. And thankfully, thankfully, people stood up for me and have you ever heard, this is a satire.
They're funny. They're comedians. They're fun.
I appreciate those people who, you know, come into the comment section and stick up for us.
There's no doubt that on social media, the poor women, if the woman appears, there's a whole lot of people out there who are like, yeah, get her.
Yeah.
What a whiny, like
burner.
Oh my gosh. I wasn't even in the video.
Yeah, that's right. She's not even in the video. I was like, I'm making fun of my wife. They're like, I bet she sucks.
I'm on your side, man. Yeah, that does suck.
Dude, she's not even a part of this. She had no input, which by the way, someone really outsourced the foreplay was a great top comment. People love that joke.
Yeah, I don't love that.
On the Patreon, we broke down another bit I tried about the tooting, the farting.
Yes.
Yeah. And we had a lot of support. We'll talk about it on Patreon.
Okay. I haven't seen those comments on the Patreon.
I mentioned it in one of my interviews yesterday. And the girl interviewing me was a mom your age. And she was like, yeah, that's true. I do a lot now.
Yeah,
and I think there's actually something beautiful about the bit where women can kind of go, oh, what a relief.
Finally.
I swear when I did the bit, there's a lot of girls that farted because they were holding it in. They're like, I can just
it was like a relief.
It.
Yeah. It's like you do the joke and she farts all the time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's kind of the end of their laugh.
We have a couple of emails. Jen wrote in. She said, hey, Rec D team, I love the show and want to thank you all for the laughs each week. I was just listening to your latest show about what you got for Christmas, and I thought this was a good time as any to submit a comment. My husband and I have 2 kids, 3 years and 6 years old. So as the mom, I knew that the Christmas shopping would fall on me for him, the kids, and all the extended family. But I was hopeful he'd put a little effort in. We traveled from Destin, Florida, up to see his family in Kansas City and decided that we would have our family Christmas after we got back after the first of the year. So he had an additional week to shop. And yet, come the day that we were celebrating, he was surprised to learn that he and I were exchanging gifts. Enter a hastily wrapped gift of a box with my son's shirt in it to add some weight, I guess, and a chicken scratch note stating that I have a gift card to some website I've never heard of. Needless to say, I've gone shopping since. I'm just claiming some things as I get myself as Christmas presents. And a Patreon membership will be one of them.
Oh, hook up with us.
Oh, there you go.
We've been married 12 years. I didn't expect much, but it's the thought that counts, right? I'd love to get all your opinions on this.
This is
great.
That is not good.
That's about
no. He's probably good at other stuff. Why don't I just say that?
You're with him for 12 years for a reason, but
he's Christmas, great with the kids.
I love. She's like, all right, we're going to do Christmas, our Christmas, a week later. He's like, got it. She's like, time to be here. What's the gift? He's like, when did you ever say this? Like,
also not the time, like you're in desperation time, not the time to be throwing Hail Marys to the fullback. And by that, I mean a website she's never heard of.
Yeah.
Just get her. Just like
girl website.
Yeah.
Gift card.
Go to the basics. I mean, just get her a generic one to, I don't know, anywhere. Lululemon. Anthropology. I mean, don't go something. Crazy. Don't
yeah. I mean, gift cards place. These days, I don't know. They're late, but that's. Yes, not good. But I am, like, I got you the chair, which arrived. The massage chair arrives today.
Taking I'm big knot
excited.
Down.
Excited, yeah.
Chair by
but
chair.
But I, you know, I did buy that 48 hours before we exchanged, and you know, I could have done better. But I think a lot of guys can relate. every year, I think year 12.
Every year. It's like the crazy first year marriage. Christmas is like the same early. Day every year.
Like your first year of marriage, he was probably like a week early and he lost a day for 12 years. So what was like 7 days early is now 5 days late.
Yeah, it's like California drifting into the ocean. It's like inch by inch.
Inch by it's
we're gonna wake up someday.
But year after year, you wake up and
what moved happened? A lot.
Going to Target December 23rd is an experience. In the card aisle, every helpless guy is going up and down. You should do a video on that.
Yeah, that's funny.
Every husband on December 23rd.
Yeah. We're all looking at each other.
This one? Dude, they're out of Christmas. You think I just go with congrats? That's funny, man. So true. He's like, I think at this point you got to go homemade. You got to run home and homemade, man.
I do homemade coupons. I had to do that 1 year. Yeah. No, she actually liked it. I don't know. I just wrote on Post-it notes, back rub.
We were talking a bit about the influencer couples on social that are annoying. And then you see some of these like, it's my wife's, it's her birthday or for Christmas. And they come down and he's like decorated the whole kitchen cute.
Oh yeah.
And he's like, look, that we got surprises all day long. Screw those guys. Don't, as if they
love
would
them.
Ever.
I love them.
If they weren't, is there any chance they do that if they're not on social media? Any.
There's no chance.
Oh, it's so obnoxious. Like, come on, man. And then there's like single girls in the comments. Like, where do I... real men out there somewhere. It's
where'd
like,
you find
on.
Him?
I expect when we return, I expect the house to be decorated.
For your birthday?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Not so. Well, too bad. I already got plans to decorate the plane.
Oh, the whole plane?
Yeah, I called the airline. I was like, listen, you get it right.
My latest social media ick, I don't see as much as the husband and wife stuff, but I've been seeing a lot of like, dads setting up the phone to play with their kids content, which that yeah. rubs me the wrong way too. I don't know why. It's like even worse when it's like showcasing your fatherhood. Like, look how I play with her. Oh. Look what I do with him. It's these special moments.
These special moments.
I just want to hang on to these, you know, just like the daddy preachers, I think. Always just like, just want to encourage you dads out there. Make time for the margin. They're always using the word margin. What is that?
Yeah, live in the margins, man.
Yeah, what are they talking about?
I don't know what that means at all.
I do so much. Yeah, just that's what's been annoying me lately.
I feel like dudes just say kind of like generic businessy terms to connect with other guys. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's all about balance. You always got that balance sheet, man.
For every credit, there's a debit.
Mm.
What's yours?
It's profit off of life.
Uh-huh. What's your bottom line?
Let me tell you what, being with these kids and recording them.
Yeah.
And it's easy.
It's sexually harassing the assistant. My wife. Borat.
Secretary. Borat. Yael writes in. Cool. Thank you. He put a pronunciation. Yael from the email Schwartz maybe? Yael Schwartz. This makes sense in a second. Hi, Trey, Jake, Family Man, Derek, Katie, and company. I'm probably not your typical recty. I'm an Orthodox Jew from New York.
Hmm. Oh, shalom. Yeah.
What are you, Orthodox Jew? Hasidic? That's different than a Hasidic. I watched a doc on that.
It's different, yeah.
Dang, that'd be sick because they have the cool curls. What's up, Yael? I love your podcast and videos. The one that hooked me a few years ago was the one you made about people with kids versus without kids. As someone who had kids fairly young before most of my friends did, you don't say. I've never felt so seen by a complete stranger in a comedic way. Thanks, man. Anyway, I never really send in fan videos or reach out in this way, but I stumbled across this video on YouTube and I cracked up when I saw who one of the featured audience members were. I'm guessing you're aware of this. It's out there.
What?
But here it is.
What is this about?
I think we've shown this on the pod a long, long time ago. But,
okay.
And it's funny that people discover this randomly. People forget Katie's got a little bit of an online footprint. She pops up on
what
people's.
What is this?
Wait, she's modeled on Amazon.
What are we about to see?
Yeah, find her in this video. I think it's. God bless you. Where are you? You're like halfway. Oh, there's a big bump.
Bump when I'm on.
No, that's actually something.
Oh.
To not.
Was that the timestamp that you sent with it?
I don't know. Scan through it, Derek,
yeah.
and look for. It's like she's.
What are we? Is that James Corden?
Mm-hmm.
So Katie, she's. Oh yeah, go to like 4 minutes.
What?
Katie, have maybe you ever seen this?
Maybe.
It's been a while.
I don't remember. Katie's,
she's been chasing famous guys for a while.
Oh, what? I do not remember this.
Okay, go crazy, Choker. Remember that. Cute.
That was in. It was 2017, you know?
This was 7 years ago. This video has 3.5 million views.
Wait.
It has 3.5 million
views. What am I looking at? Like, what? It's a James Corden taping.
Yes. I went to the James Corden when I was living in LA.
My friend, that Elaine? Julia Dreyfus?
Yes.
Cool.
My friend loved this show, so we went to the taping. As we were standing in line, the producer came over and pulled us aside and was like, we're playing this game on the show. We're not going to tell you what it is, but would you like to be part of it?
Wow.
We said, sure. And then they ultimately ended up saying, like, we don't need both of you, just you.
Oh, brutal.
Yeah, which was a little like, and I felt even.
Yeah, you guys are together, great. So, okay. You're like an 8 easy, but she's a 9. So we're going to.
No, I felt.
They said that?
No, I felt.
It's like
sad.
A Mr. Beast
video.
Which
I think you're a 10, by the way.
They're like, all right, pair up with your best friend. All right, everyone got their teams. Now choose which one of you isn't going to be on the show.
Yeah.
I felt bad because the reason why we were there was because she loved the show. And I was like, you can use her.
Wait, did they tell you what the bit was or no?
No, they just said, we're going to play a game on the show. And I was like, okay.
Interesting. So, okay. And explain what it was because we'll just kind of jump to your part.
Then we just sat in the audience in our seat and...
Thank you for that.
Oh, that was a good detail.
Yeah, yeah. No, no, no.
They could have pulled me to the side or something. They could have pulled me to the side.
Dude, I love women telling stories. It never gets old. So then, so there's seats in the audience.
You kind of gave her permission. You're like, we'll go ahead and set up the scene.
Now, are they...
Don't mind if I do. Yeah, we were
now
sitting
down. Now,
is
it open seating or do they assign it to you?
And...
Armrests or no?
Ray Romano and Julia De Dreyfus were the guests.
Whoa, what was that? Julia De Dreyfus?
To be fair, Katie, I'm not sure the name either, and I think you kind of...
Julia De Dreyfus.
What's the Is it Julia Louise Dreyfus? Maybe I'm wrong.
No, no, I don't know. I think I thought you were saying she pronounced it wrong. It's definitely no.
Did I make
Julia
that up?
Louise Dreyfus?
It's Elaine.
Who's Julia Day Dreyfus?
I don't.
Man,
7 years ago, you think my brain connects that long?
I don't know.
Julia Day Dreyfus.
Keep going.
She sounds awesome.
Anyway, she, you know, she kind of, you know, screwed me over in this bit a little bit. So, you know,
maybe that's why you don't want to remember her name.
Okay.
And so. Ray Romano has twin sons.
Okay.
One of them works on another late night show. I don't remember which one.
Again, this is a lot of info, right?
it's the info that you need. And on the other late night show,
he got married in 82.
They matched up his son with someone on a date. And so now his other son works for James Corden's show. And so they announce the game. It's who wants to go on a date with Ray Romano's son.
It was relevant.
I got it.
So
that was the game you were chosen for.
So it was like contestant. Yes. It was like three girls.
So there's three girls. Me.
Okay, let's.
Oh,
gross.
Oh,
so okay, let's.
Just came out of the.
Is this go to this? Is this the first time we see Katie? Okay, yeah. All right, play.
This is great. And so this is you were sitting down and now you're standing up.
Yeah, I was in the audience standing up. Now I'm sitting. Now I'm standing in the audience.
Uh-huh. Wait, go to Derek. Go to what are you at? Oh yeah, you got it. Okay, yeah.
Oh,
yep.
Eva. Oh my god.
No, we'll go ahead.
Katie.
Everybody loves Rainbow.
What?
It's just,
they just.
Oh, wait. Everybody loves Rainbow.
No! That's so, it's obvious.
Talk about trying to suck up to the old father-in-law.
Well, let me tell you something. I have two sons. Guess who you're never dating?
All right, so, Julia, Ray, you're going to make the final choice.
I'm going to let you pick.
You're going to let
Okay, we need your
initial. Because they're all beautiful, they're all great, they're all smart, and so I don't want to have any part of
is he two you're up against?
I have one question. Yeah. They don't have to get married or anything, do they?
There is a vicar standing by, but there's no pressure. But we have told Greg how great it would be for ratings.
Yes, I understand. Well, I think that it's, what is the woman's
name?
We've
got Jackie.
Yes, Sarah Gonzalez is a Giants fan. And I think that's very nice because my husband is also a Giants fan. And so I'm going to have to go with Sarah.
Why is she picking?
Sarah Gonzalez!
Dang. Screw her.
They chose Snaggletooth over you?
Pause. Wait, so you're saying that's how she screwed you because she didn't pick you?
Yeah. I mean, no offense, but I could be Ray Romano's daughter-in-law right now.
Yeah, dang. Because, yeah.
Wow. Imagine, that'd be cool if you were, like, with, like, an actual comedian. Like, that would be super.
I mean, yeah, I'd rather the,
I'd rather the
comedian just be my father-in-law, not my husband.
Yeah, every day is like, I got a new bitch. Like, oh, my gosh.
I don't fart that much.
Yeah. Wait, but this is coming back to me now. There's more to this story.
Yeah, so then...
we were standing up later.
Wait,
in the day.
Keep watching it. Keep watching it. Okay. There's a, or maybe I can't remember if it's actually part of it or not.
All right, guys, stand up for me. Hey, Sarah.
I don't know. In hindsight, this. Yes, you get to be on the show more, but this would be.
Yeah, so then we had to go.
How are you? I apologize.
In a room and have a date while there's a video camera.
We can't hear you, Katie. Pause. Real quick, time out. Katie loves to do that. So, like, I'll be in the shower, and she'll just walk up and go, hey, I need you. Hey, name is yours. I'm like, there's loud noises around. You have to, what were you saying?
Oh, golly.
What were you saying?
That, yeah, so then they had to go on an actual date while we were all watching, and there was just a video camera having them eat dinner together while we were all watching.
For how long?
It was like we'd like flash back and forth to it and like check in on them.
Oh,
it shows a little bit at the end. You want to?
That's tough.
Dang. So did you know that's what was going to happen?
No, but
so
then,
once you saw that, were you kind of like, oh, thank God?
Well, actually, I was like, this is kind of funny.
You would have killed it.
Yeah, but...
Do you think you would have gone? You would have kissed him?
Right, yeah. Then Ray Romano...
You would have done that in front of everyone?
Ray Romano said something...
You would have sat on his lap?
Oh, my gosh. Ray Romano said something like... it must have been after we were done taping. He was like... what did he say? Like, he'll probably get your number anyways or said something like that to me.
Wait, because you got to go down and meet him?
No, like just after when we were just like standing there. I mean, it's a small audience. He could just yell up to me or whatever.
So as he's like, all right, that's this James Corden show. Everyone have a good night. And then he hollered out, he actually wants your number.
No,
he'll get your number.
I'm trying to remember how it played out, but it was something like, you know, they were saying thank you for playing or whatever, being part of it or whatever. And something... It was something like that, and I was like, "Oh my gosh!" And then I got a DM
from Greg.
Yeah.
And did you respond?
Yeah, we chatted a little bit.
So he really was like interested. He's like, "Man, Julia kind of picked the wrong one."
Well, did you go on a date with him or anything?
No, we were going to hang out at one point, but it never happened.
Because at that point, was he LA? You're Atlanta.
No, we were still in LA, but...
Wow. Have you dated every guy in the country?
He was just a nice, normal guy.
That
he
is
was
nice.
Very
no,
nice.
I appreciate that. I appreciate you're open-minded. That's how
and,
you're here.
But it was kind of funny. The girl that they picked, she's just looking at me smiling. She was like, I saw her after, and she was like, oh, that I didn't love that, but honestly, I was starving, so the food was nice. That was her comment.
That's good.
I was like, all right, glad you got to eat.
That's funny.
This was Greg Romano?
Yeah.
Have you seen him recently?
No, I don't know anything about him.
You made a good choice, Katie.
I don't know anything
Big boy.
About him.
Big boy. How did you know that?
You can tell he's knocking on the door of obesity.
He's knocking on the door.
You know, sometimes you get a vibe of a guy, you're like, he's getting fluffy, and I think he's going to, there's a fork in the road here, and he's going to use it. You know what I mean? But it's so funny to think that,
hey, he's married,
you know, though. You know, no disrespect to these other ladies, but Katie's the most beautiful girl in the world. So,
oh, yeah. Wow.
So it's obvious
she was
prettiest one. And it is very funny to think he's sitting there kind of like, all right, she's going to pick. She's like, how about this girl? And in his head, he's like, come, dang it. Come on, pick the hot one.
Pick the one who's a model.
Yeah.
Come on.
Pick the hot one, smoking hot.
The questions they asked us before we saw any of this, what's your favorite baseball team? That's why she talked about the Giants. And
what did you say? You said the Braves.
Yeah. And then what was the last book you read?
Oh, that was a tough one for you.
No, it wasn't.
Oh, it wasn't?
This was back when I was single and I was modeling and barely worked, honestly. So
you read a lot?
So I read more,
What did you read?
I don't remember what I said in that.
We got to find that.
Guys, I have a little update for us here. So I Googled Greg Romano. I clicked on Instagram. It said Greg Romano comedian who looked to have similar features. All of his captions and everything are like in French.
Yeah, you found the different one. I was going to say that.
You found a fat Frenchman named Greg Romano.
His name Greg Romano. Just like him. And he's a comedian and looks like,
looks like a future self of him.
That's why I said Katie made a good choice because it seemed like he'd let go of himself a little bit.
Oh, that's not him.
Yeah.
That looks kind of like me.
I can't believe there's a comedian named Greg Romano with dark features who's not your ex-boyfriend.
He was not my boyfriend.
Oh, here we go. Look up Google. Why is everything in French? Derek, Google Greg Romano and go to the images. Let's see this. And click on the twins there and the glasses.
Yeah, there's the twins.
The twins and the glasses. There. That looks like that looks like you put a certain graphic over it. It's like a documentary about how they murdered their parents.
Yeah, I was going to say, one of these was on James Corden Late Night. The other was an active shooter.
So. Oh, my gosh.
Yes,
right. Hey,
they're comedians. Y'all they like joking around. We're taking these guys didn't ask for this. I love Ray Romano, and I'm sure they're great, wonderful guys. They seem like a nice family. But it's, was this? There's Katie. I want to see. Derek, find where she answered the book. We got to find the book.
Yeah, earlier in the video when Katie's being interviewed.
Maybe it didn't make the cut because I'm looking at it. Didn't look like it did. Mm. But I'm very curious what book you said. Best guess what you said.
I honestly have no. I have no.
To Kill a Mockingbird.
Redeeming Love. Yeah, Redeeming Love.
I have no idea.
Okay, that was fun. Thanks for sending that in. Yael.
It's funny, yeah.
All right.
Throwback.
I was in Nashville, so I was supposed to be in Huntsville. Canceled because I was going to go from Huntsville to Nashville to do prep for my new special. Derek, show the clip you made, the 20-second clip to announce it. I say it's so sick. Mm. I'm going to show the folks before. So we're still figuring out when we're announcing it because we got like a fancy, one of these fancy outlets that's going to like announce it.
What does that mean?
You know how like it'll be like
Tanger outlet,
not New York Times, but so it'll be like a legit publication. It's like comedian special to hit.
Oh, that's great. So how'd you get that? Did you get hired like a PR?
Pay. It's kind of it's a funny system. Like, hey, I'll pay you a decent amount. Just go get it. And they're like, we got it.
It's kind of like the bestsellers list where it's like, I think this is all fake, exactly. Kind of
a little bit, a little. There's definitely, you got to sell some books to get on there, but there's something to be said for. You can finagle a bit.
We did the same thing with Friday. We hired a PR firm for like Christmas time, and then we were in Forbes all of a sudden.
Yeah, right.
Great.
That's how it works. I mean, that's how I've been in the last few months. You may have noticed, probably. Wow, I'm like, I was on Good Morning America. I was in People magazine, all that, and it's fun, I guess. But it also didn't matter at all. You know what I mean? I don't know. Derek, play it. This is so sick.
Help me welcome to the stage, Mr. Trey. Get it in.
That's a great teaser.
Yeah, thanks, Derek.
Thank you. That was fun to edit.
Yeah. So was out doing press stuff to help promote it. Shout out Nashville. It's a good day. I did some Sirius XM stuff in the morning.
Okay.
They were all great, nice folks.
Truckers?
I did one. One was Truckers.
Okay.
Solid. One, and then another was like their highway radio country show. A couple nice gals.
Okay.
I met. And then went over to John Crist. I think that's out this week. Had a great time.
Okay.
And then did Nateland.
Okay.
Super cool. And it was...
Compare and contrast them all. Was Nateland exactly like the Trucker Sirius XM show?
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. John's is great. He's, buddy, and you just kind of go back and forth. It was a really good time. I felt like I was worried, like, how much talking can I do in a day? But I had a good time. Mm-hmm. I think both episodes were like 2 hours we did. Okay. It flew by. John's was great. And then Nateland, it was funny because Nate's doing his stuff and busy. And so I hit up Aaron Weber. Shout out Aaron. And he was nice enough. He's like, yeah, man, I'll get you on. And he's like, I know it's not ideal, but Nate, are you down to do it? Nate can't be there. So I was like, bummer, but I'd still love to do it. That'd be fun. Then he's like, got me in touch with the producer of the show. He's like, we're excited to have you, and Nate will be there.
Okay.
Go, oh, cool. And then the next day, he texted me, said, Nate will not be there.
Dang.
Because of the fires. And I didn't know if that was a real excuse or not, but whatever, he's busy.
Okay.
And then I landed in Nashville to a text that said, Nate will be there.
Oh, wow.
Okay. So, yeah, like, back. But, and then even as we got there, he was like 10 minutes late. Well, they told me to be there at whatever time. So he was very late. I'm not upset about it, but I was just kind of like, I feel like he's not going to be here.
Yeah.
And then he walked in. I was like, he's here. So it was okay. A lot of like, I don't know. But he and the crew there were all super nice. John and his crew was super nice. They made it really easy. And it was a little nerve wracking.
Yeah, it was.
For a second. But then they just get into it. It's a podcast. And they, Nate Lynn, there's with me, there's five of us.
Wow.
So that's kind of interesting where I tried to really pick and choose. You don't want to like blab and overtake.
Yeah.
Four other guys. So it was fun. It was good. It was a good time.
They just kind of interview you, or do you have a topic you guys were talking about?
They just kind of talk, and what, you know, they'd include me, ask me a few things. They, you know, they'd always do a topic.
Yeah.
And so it was social media. Oh. Which made it a little, they're like, that'd be good with you on. And so the first hour plus is them just kind of joke around and blabbing, and then they get to a bit of that, but no, it was easy. It was fun.
Well, good deal.
See if people like me or not when they put it out, but
when's so it coming out?
Helpful. I think that this week.
Great.
And then Hulu special January 24th. We'll see.
Big January.
Yeah, it'll be fun.
Is there anything left to do for the Hulu special, or is like it's done, it's sent off, like they have
it? It's done, it's sent off. We did the things we need to do.
How do you send in a Hulu special? You just send them an MP4 file? Send them a Google Drive?
The production company's handling all that.
Okay.
And Derek,
very large files, like 400 gigabyte files.
400?
Yeah. 380, I think, is what it was.
Yeah.
But yeah.
IMAX movie?
I guess massive 4K, all of the
6.1 audio. So, like, they want that surround sound. Yeah. Yeah. It's,
huh.
So, yeah, Derek, he's helped a bit with some of that, but they have it all. And they asked us for a couple things and just some of those details of the credits, et cetera. But, no, it's all good and lined up, and they've approved all our announcements. We just need to announce it, and there you go. Hopefully it's easy to find on there.
That would be fun. Pop open Hulu that day, and you're there.
I wonder how their algorithms work.
At least
working.
A day. You know, you're there for a week.
The comedy stuff, yeah. So I'm excited. I feel like anyone I've told, they're like, oh, that's cool, and I'm pumped Hulu gave me a shot, so.
And I'm sure, too, I can just imagine friends having different reactions. Like some who just like, have no idea how big of a deal this is. Like, oh, dude, Hulu, sweet. I mean, it's no Netflix, but yeah, cool.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, all right.
Oh, thanks. Hulu. Yeah. I had one buddy kind of be like, Hulu. Oh. Hulu. Like, before he knew, he was like, Hulu, why would anyone do Hulu? Yeah.
And then have some.
They're like, what? Are you serious? And they're like, well, it's not that big a deal either.
Uh-huh.
But it's a...
I'd say, like, your mom and her friends think your life is going to change.
It's on that TV.
Day.
Yeah,
like,
right.
I mean, you're going to wake up in Hawaii, and they're...
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, good luck getting home. You're going to be swarmed.
It's fun. And when Nate Land comes out, because he's suddenly become, you know, the guy. So I'll definitely have, especially my parents' age, a lot of people like, oh, my God. I share it with everyone I know.
The SNL guy. What's his name? Nate Bargatze.
Why don't you do you should do SNL.
It seems like a lot of big comedians are doing SNL these days.
Have you ever thought about,
Taylor Swift's boyfriend.
Would you do it? I just wonder, some of these... You just gotta smile and kind of know.
Ooh, that's a good idea.
They're really clueless. What would you do if SNL called? Would you like? Would you do it? Like, yeah, no. I think it'd be boring.
I know social media. I don't really know network TV traditional.
It's
different.
So you know it. Like, do you have like his number? You like know him? Like, no, not really. No, but he's very nice. I appreciated it. It was fun though to be on there. Him and all those guys are legitimately very funny and were making me laugh. So
that's great.
Good times.
I'll check it out. That's fun.
Yeah. So it was a great trip. I did my little solo dinner. Had some nice fun food in Nashville.
Yeah, you did four podcasts, radio shows during the day, and then you're just like exhausted. Just probably not nice to have a solo dinner.
Oh, well, yeah. I was a guy, I'm very extrovert. I want to be around people, and I used to we were joking. I used to go to, this is pre-COVID, right? So it was like, you got to go. Hey, we have a meet in LA. You got to come. You can't do this over the internet. And I went to LA probably seven or eight times a year, a couple years there.
Just for meetings.
And just for meetings, just trying to network, whatever. And I would stay at the same Hampton Inn, and I would just sit in that room.
It was a beige flag for me.
Oh, really?
Like, she would be out, she's like, what are you doing today? I was like, I don't. Like, I would walk like, around a bit. Something. I was like, I'll go grab, like, a coffee. And, like, you know, for, like, 2 hours. I'm like, ugh. And I was, because I was just like, I'm here by myself. It's depressing. Like, yeah. I have a couple meetings. I have, like, a dinner with some people tonight. But I just guess I'll just kind of hang out in here.
I'm not a great solo explorer either.
But now I think you get busier. Dad, kids, wife. And it's just a lot. And then, so you go into a city by yourself. And it's kind of this euphoric, like, oh my gosh, I can go do anything I want. I'm always in this house with my family, which I love. But when you finally get out, you're like, I'm going to go do things by myself. I don't care. I'm going to sit here at this bar. Yeah, I'm by myself. I used to be embarrassed, which is embarrassing that I was embarrassed because I go somewhere. I'm like, what? I'm going to eat dinner by myself? I look like a psycho. And now it's like, I'm going to eat dinner by myself. That's amazing. Sit there with a podcast in your ear. Order some yummy food.
You're
relax.
A king. You're in a new
You're
city.
A king, yeah. More. More?
Bring me a goblet.
So I had a nice dinner, slept 10 hours.
Wow.
And then had a full day and flew home. And it's a classic. Simultaneously, I'm FaceTiming y'all. And it's like, daddy, daddy. You're like, oh, I want to be with him. But I also don't. Mm-hmm. And it's that. I know you get it. I know you get it. And we're going to fly to Hawaii Sunday. Okay. I'm very excited. Because we haven't done this. We haven't flown. Because we've flown to Thomas so much. He hasn't been on a plane in 6 months.
We just flew to Dallas, but.
Oh, yeah. Before that.
Before that, he hadn't flown since May.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And because he was his first year of life, he was on 40 flights or something.
Yeah. But, yeah.
And it was fun because he's reached toddler age where you get a little less of this. But I'm sorry. She's reached prime age where I can't wait to fly. We're going to get a whole lot of like, look at that cute family. Oh, my God. Oh, my gosh. Look at her. Look at her. Look at her. And I love that.
Yeah.
It's fun.
She seems airplane ready right now.
And you get out there and you stumble into these people like, let me help you, man. How can I help you through the security line? You're like, that's a dad. Mm-hmm. Oh, my gosh. How old? If you need help, that's a mom. You walk by, your cute kid looks at someone. Hey. And they just kind of have everyone's in and like look and blow them off. Not a parent. Screw you.
Yeah, yeah.
This plane goes down, I'll give you the same treatment.
Yeah. Yep.
I'm going to say, I know what I'm going to do. This plane goes down and you're like, help me off this. Help me. I'm going to hold up my son and say, bye-bye. Bye-bye. We're going swimming. Woo. Bye-bye. Yeah. You should have acknowledged my cute kid. What's wrong with you? Can't give him a high back.
Lesson learned.
I hope I never did that as a single. I probably did.
But you probably did.
I didn't even see him.
I was going to say, that's the issue is you didn't even see them.
That's so true. Do you feel like you notice? Now that you have babies in your life, maybe more, but I feel like in my 20s, I had a kid. I looked around. I was like, where'd all these kids come from? Like, I think I just had blinders on.
I'm sure that's a thing. I mean, I'm sure I will notice it way more when the time comes.
Speaking of that, I thought this would be a fun bit. How much longer we have?
We're at like 58 minutes.
We are?
Yeah. Wow.
We're having so much fun. Okay, well, I'll save this bit for later. We'll keep going on Patreon here soon. Let's wrap up with, we have a dramatic reading.
Oh, great.
Someone sent this in. I think this will be fun. This is from Gigi. What's up, Gigi? She said, hello, y'all. This is the lady who works for a church. Please enjoy this email I received.
Great.
That's the context.
Great.
So the music starts. I will begin. How was your weekend? What'd you do? I heard you learned Mahjong.
Yeah, we had kind of similar weekends where you were with John Chris and Nate Bargatze. Mm-hmm. And me and my wife sat around half of a ping pong table and played Mahjong. Oh, so, yeah.
Okay.
Pretty cool.
Hey.
Pretty cool.
You learned something. You interacted with something famous.
I did.
The game.
Yeah. I learned about, you know, BAMs, cracks, and dots. And
so this is this is kind of growing game, right? Do you recommend? Do I need to dive in?
Yeah. What do you guys know about Mahjong?
Nothing.
Nothing. I just know usually
white girls
who play.
Moms.
Yeah. So Rachel was like, I first started seeing it. She's like, these like Dallas bloggers started. I think it's getting really big in Dallas. Gets big in Dallas. Gets big in the Midwest. Gets big in the Midwest. It was probably popular in California 7 years ago.
Coast, yeah.
It's probably already come and gone somewhere else. So anyway, yeah, it seems like Rachel and a couple of friends got really into it. And now they've got more friends. And now it's just getting bigger and bigger. It's like girls pickleball. It's like their version of it. It's like we got to get together for Mahjong.
Okay, you break it down. Is it fun at all?
So far, I'm 2 days into it. I like it.
Okay. Is it a skill-based game or is it a lot of just kind of luck?
I would say...
That's what I... These games that are just... Like, let's play Sorry and you just roll the dice and like, that's it. No, I'd rather do anything.
You ever played Settlers of Catan?
Oh, yeah, you don't want me in Catan, man.
I bet you'd be pretty good at it. Where it's a lot of skill.
Okay.
But at the end of the day... It is a dice roll where sometimes you're there are so many threes. That's unfair. Mm-hmm. There's a little bit of that where like I can prepare better than anyone, but things just didn't go my way, which I think is good. There's a little parody in the game. The best person doesn't always win. So yeah, it's like that. You got to be smart.
Do you like board games and card games? Like, do you like games?
I do like games.
Okay.
Yeah.
I just bought.
You do not like games?
Again, this is Taco Bell. Yeah, she's. Katie's too cool for everything, man.
I never said I was too cool. I just
like the Taco Bell, same thing. I caught some guy who he makes content about reviewing board games, and he said this is my favorite board game of 2024. A little like card game.
Okay, so you're like Katie.
$20 on Amazon. Yeah. Why? Well, I buy it. I'm like, I don't know. That sounds fun.
What
like,
was it?
It's called Far Away.
It was called massagechairs.com. Yeah. It all leads back to Big Knot
board game. That's okay. That's what it's called.
Never heard of it.
And so Katie, the package arrives, my name on it. She opens it, which is illegal. And I'm just sitting on my cute or something. And she's on the phone. And she walks up and she has the game. She like taps me with it. This look on her face. What's this? I was like, what are you? Oh, my gosh. Like, judge me anymore. She's like, what is it? Because, of course, it's got weird little graphics
like
on it.
Touching it like it's a dirty diaper.
Yeah. Hey.
This game for you.
What is this?
It just looks weird. Yeah, it has like a little like witch on it, and like I'm like, what is this?
They don't help you out with a lot of these board games that they put on the front. Like, come on, explore a mysterious land and fulfill quests. Does it sound really?
Yeah, quest is kind of a buzzword.
Like,
not a lot of
sex appeal.
Models getting into board games with quest. Probably there's not a big Venn diagram of that happening.
Anyway, so if anyone wants to play, or everyone knows about it, they might give us some love.
And then I said, I'm just like, where'd you hear about it? Why'd you order it? And then I said, if you want me to play with you, I will.
I don't want you to play with me.
Okay, great.
All right, you got the music, Derek. Hello, my name is Samuel. I'm raising money to start a church for atheists. It is a Christian sect that utilizes meditation as a practice and believes that people need the truth behind the miracles. No one could invent much of anything in the world until 500 years ago. It was not for them. For example, water into wine is Jesus inventing the still to dilute wine with clear water. Walking on water was the axle which allowed carts to travel over water fords without bridges. Both of these inventions pushed humanity forward, but the miracle magic tales are better until the time of atheists. Is this making sense?
No, I'm lost.
I don't know.
I am hoping to collect $2,500. I love that. That's thus far. He's like, I've said enough to sell him. $2,000.
Time to make the ask.
You can PayPal me, email me, we can discuss further. Samuel is a God-given name to do research for the future in secret. We are in atheistic times, so it is better to prove the laws and then people cannot attack as much. I got all this info from the Lord. Some new sins to be discussed further are nation harms, time sins, and details around lust and infidelity. Parentheses, male cheating and why women being easy make it hard to find a man who stays true.
ChatGPT wrote this, for sure. This is not...
Some rules for the future are get 12 half-sized squeegee-style towels for the bathroom. Keep them in a drawer and wash them after each wear. It is the way of the future. This is why fresh towels always feel cleaner. Finally, Noah dropped all of us on Earth from Adon. This is the planet of God. He was the one who did the Revelations stories. We are all evolved in space, and animals are perfect for man. We were dropped off as monkey people to build the world, and now we must strategically civilize to enter the space communities. The past 840 days, I've been with the devil, and I need some help getting off the ground.
My gosh.
What?
I pray you can help me start the journey.
I thought they were an atheist. Atheists believe in the devil?
That
he
was
explained
a,
it.
Good.
Gigi, who is this guy? How do you know? Who do you?
That was a good one.
He got all that fun to read.
Got all that info from the Lord.
It's all from the Lord, FYI.
But he's starting an atheist church.
Some new sins we got to discuss. There's infidelity, and you know, I think we'd all understand it's really due to these women being easy.
And what
baby,
did
baby,
I miss?
I cheated,
something?
But she was really easy.
How did we get talking about towels so quick?
Towels. That's something he's passionate about. I don't know. Which I'm kind of. You were if of anything, I would be like, I'll hear you out a little bit more because yeah, we need to wash our towels more.
What I. Can you reread that? He wants you to roll up how many?
I want to hear the sentence right before the towels and then the first sentence of towels. You just bet. To make sure there wasn't anything in between there.
Of course.
That I missed.
Some rules for the future are get 12 half-size squeegee-style towels for the bathroom.
Some rules for the future.
Keep them in a drawer and wash them after each wear. It's the way of the future. There's a lot of bacteria and mold which may begin to grow after one wash. This is why fresh towels always feel cleaner.
That's just so funny. I mean, not only to ask a church for money for an atheist thing you're starting, but also, hey, just while I got you, a couple rules for the future. Rules for the future is so funny.
So what he wants to start a church to get the gospel message to atheists is what he's saying.
Oh. I thought he wanted just
no, right. I'm starting a new church for atheists, as in like this church will be meant for like atheists come here and learn what we do.
You got to reword that. That's right. Like, I support breast cancer. You got to reword it.
Do you? Yeah. So he's saying, listen, like water into wine is Jesus inventing the still to dilute wine with clean water. And walking on water was the axle which allowed carts to travel over water fords without bridges.
Didn't before that he said we only been
those
able
inventions.
To invent things the last 500 years?
Right. But he's saying Jesus was inventing things. Like walking on water, he's like, isn't this easier? I invented this. And then he's claiming, I think, so they didn't need bridges because the carts just went over the water, which I missed that in the Bible. But
the tracker.
Billy Carson. So shout out. Thank you, G, for sending that in. Hope Samuel was at least we know we can get his clean towels. I hope he's able to.
Clean towels seems reasonable.
Squeegee so, style.
I think getting him his bipolar style. Medicine is probably the biggest rule for the future. Mm-hmm.
That's a good invention.
Getting him back on that.
He wants you to clean your body with a half-size towel?
Like a ShamWow.
Yeah, squeegee.
That's what it sounds like, yeah.
Okay.
Some rules for the future, colon.
We'll keep talking on Patreon. I'll get some more deets on my experiences in Nashville. Tell you more about Hulu. I've got a fun game about Thomas's toddler language.
Great.
I think it'll be really fun. So Patreon, thanks for all everyone supporting. It really means a lot. Patreon.com/Trey Kennedy. Love you guys. See you next week. Peace.
Correct opinion.